Good morning, Hope Church family, and welcome to worship wherever you find yourselves. Today we're gathering for church, and things may seem different or less scary or more scary, and yet we gather all nonetheless. So we ask that you would hear some announcements before we begin our time of worship this morning. First, please note, and I'm sharing a quote here from a friend of mine, Pastor Jake Heskett, but know that we will do what is right, even if we are allowed to do what is wrong. We are called to use wisdom and discernment to make decisions that best demonstrate the love we have for our neighbor and the care we have for the most vulnerable in our society. So we will not be opening our doors and flooding back to church until it is safe and until we have proper protocols in place to do so. This includes the wearing of masks, something that we can do to show the love we have for our neighbor. Please note that our Tuesday night Bible study and our Wednesday night meal continue to be ongoing. The Bible study is via Zoom, and the meal is drive-through only. The meal is from 5:30 to 6:30. And if you have any questions, please call the office and we will get back to you. Finally, the food pantry run by Father Dan's Helping Hands will be opening again in June. Please call the office or check the website for further information about that if that's something that we can do to assist you. Now let us listen to our prelude and let us gather for worship.
Come, people of God.
Take refuge in the Lord, who listens when we cry out, who rescues us when we call, and who leads and guides us according to his unfailing love.
You are our God.
Our lives are in your hands. Let's worship God together.
Surrender all to him I freely give. I will ever His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now.
I surrender all.
I surrender all.
I surrender all.
All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender, make me Savior wholly Thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit, truly know that Thou art mine.
I surrender,
I surrender. Myself to Thee, fill me with Thy love and power, let Thy blessing fall on me.
I surrender
all.
I surrender.
I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. I surrender, now I feel the sacred flame. Oh, the joy of full salvation, glory, glory to His name.
I surrender,
I surrender all.
I surrender,
I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender.
Let us now gather for a time of prayer. In doing so, let us join in our unison prayer, a prayer that we share with the birds and the rain, and that we share with all those in our world. I am no longer my own, but Thine. Put me to what Thou wilt, rank me with whom Thou wilt. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be employed by Thee or laid aside for Thee, exalted for Thee or brought low for Thee. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to Thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Thou art mine and I am Thine. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. Now let us continue with an attitude of prayer as we have a time of silent and music-led prayer. Lord, we gather this morning and we lift up many prayers. We pray for those who have lost their lives in service to our country, who sacrificed, and who would ask that we could sacrifice in honor of them, that we could make choices and smart decisions to protect our fellow countrymen just as they protected us. But we also know that we are called to something higher, that we are a people of the world, and that, Lord, we are not simply Americans or Russians or Canadians or Mexicans or Spaniards or Germans, but we are the people of the world, no matter where we live and find ourselves, and that we are the children of God. We know that you call us together, call us to look out for one another and to be good stewards of the world that you have entrusted to us. We pray for those who make decisions and who are leading us in many ways, that they would be attuned to the work of the Spirit and the guidance of wisdom. And we pray in all that we do that you would continue to guide us just as you came and guided us that long time ago. And so now we join in the prayer which your Son taught us as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now the praise band is going to share a song with us. Our scripture lesson today comes from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 through 14, and chapter 5, verse 6 through 11. Dear friends, don't be surprised about the fiery trials that have come among you to test you. These are not strange happenings. Instead, rejoice as you share Christ's suffering. You share his suffering now so that you may also have overwhelming joy when his glory is revealed. If you are mocked because of Christ's name, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory, indeed the Spirit of God, rests on you. Therefore, humble yourselves under God's power, so that he may raise you up in the last day. Throw all your anxiety onto him, because he cares about you. Be clear-headed, keep alert. Your accuser, the devil, is on the prowl like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith. Do so in the knowledge that your fellow believers are enduring the same suffering throughout the world. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, the one who called you into his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself restore, empower, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and always. Amen. This is the word of God for all people. Thanks be to God. I've learned many things from a lot of my family. I've talked about my mother's parents, talked about my parents, and today I want to talk about my father's parents, some my grandparents who I've also learned a lot from. I've learned a lot from my grandparents about faith and family and friends, things that they hold important in their lives. Earlier today, my daughter and I took some cookies and dropped them off at a neighbor's house. And it was something small that we could do, but that was so powerful, impactful, and profound, in that it was a simple sharing of generosity here amongst our world. This is something my grandparents care deeply about as well, and that they impressed upon me. Whenever I talk to my grandmother, we talk about how they still get the local newspaper from back home. We talk about how their friends are doing, and they check in on their friends regularly to make sure that they are doing okay. They value their friendships. They value that thing that gives them connection to our world and that strengthens their bond to one another and to the communities in which they live. They have friends that live still in Iowa, friends who live in Branson, Missouri, and now friends in North Carolina where they reside. Friends are so important. Friends have strengthened me throughout my time, and they continue to strengthen me during this time. I make sure to take time to chat with my friends still. We have hangout sessions in digital ways. We hang out via Zoom and Google Hangouts. We have social hours with each other. We play games through the computer, and we check in and ask, "How are you doing?" Because friendships and family support us. That's why I check in with my family as well. Call my grandparents and parents, talk to my family, send notes of encouragement to one another, shoot some texts with the younger ones, just try as best we can to stay in touch with one another. Right now we are spread out, disparate from each other, from our families, from our friends, and it may feel like we are disconnected from the entirety of the world, and yet my grandparents have taught me that no matter how far away you are, how close you are always connected. Our scripture today teaches us the same thing. Our scripture from 1 Peter talks about a world in which we are spread out yet united together, that we all have a common struggle and a common yoke, and that we all have a common Lord. We know right now that there is a lot going on in this world during this time of COVID-19 that is stressful and scary, and it can be overwhelming. And we can try and say that we're just going to forget like it's not actually happening, that we're just going to go about our day and pretend like everything is fine. But we cannot do this, my friends. We cannot put our heads in the sand and assume that all shall be well. We must take our responsibility as believers to do what is right, even if it's hard. My grandparents believe this as well. My grandmother and my grandfather are both faithful people. My grandmother converted, actually, to Catholicism so that her and my grandfather could go to the same church when they were married, and that they could be married in the Catholic Church. It was something that was so important to them, and my aunt and my father grew up reading Bible stories as a family with beautiful pictures that would help them understand what was taking place in the scriptures. Something that was foundational for my grandparents and is foundational for my grandparents is their faith. It sustains them through all of the times in their lives. They've been married for over 60 years, and they are rarely apart from one another. That's because they value the love and connection that they share. They know that they have each other when the going gets tough. We have each other when the going gets tough. Our scripture from 1 Peter reminds us that the world is a dangerous and a place fraught with struggles, that there are those who will impugn us because of our faith, and that there are those who will mock us because of our faith. It reminds us that we all, believers everywhere, struggle. But it also reminds us of the importance of wisdom and discernment, of knowing what true struggle is versus perceived struggle. There is a perception that the government has closed churches, and yet this is completely false. The government never mandated the closing of churches, at least not here in the state of Ohio, and never from the national level did the government say, "You will not, as a church, be able to meet." They let the church leaders make that discretion and distinction for themselves. We chose and continue to choose not to gather in person because we recognize it is not safe. But we also choose not to cast the blame upon another and say, "They are the ones who told us we couldn't do this. They are the ones, they are persecuting us and they don't want to silence us." That is not the case. First Peter says we will encounter struggles as faithful, But we should not invent those struggles, my friends. So do not be one who easily gives in to conspiracies and falsehoods simply because it fits the worldview that we may have been told to believe. While there will be challenges, let us tackle them head on. Let us not pretend that they are out to get us or are malicious. My grandparents have also taught me a lot of things about patience and detail. My grandfather was an avid builder of models. He would build these amazing model airplanes and things, a lot of them based off of things he had seen during his time in the service. He served in the Army, and he would build these models as something to do to pass his time, but as also a way to keep his mind sharp, keep his reflexes and his skills sharp as well. Models take time and perseverance. You have to paint them. You have to glue them. You have to wait for these pieces to dry before you can put this piece together. Models require perseverance. They require dedication, and they require time. But that's something that my grandparents have taught me, and that's something that all of us need to keep in mind. First Peter reminds us that we have a God that loves us, redeems us, sustains us, and will continue to reinforce our faith. We are followers of Jesus Christ, and we are a people who are strengthened by him. We are not a people who are supposed to give up easily, a people who are supposed to rapidly retreat from something when it feels like it's just not going to happen. We are not a people who are supposed to let the light go out quickly, but we are supposed to be a people of fortitude and perseverance in the face of all things. The early generations of Christians faced absolute persecution. They were killed for their faith. Today, we have it much easier here in the United States of America, and many Christians around the world have it much easier, though there are those that continue to face actual persecution. But we must always remember not to cry persecution simply when things don't go our way, lest we give others ammunition to use against us. There are those who credibly accuse Christians of things like hypocrisy, and it's because of our own actions. Sometimes we are too quick to be the boy that cried wolf, and then it blows back in our face when we realize how foolish we look. My grandparents taught me that, the importance of patience and of waiting before speaking and of making discernment and judgments, the importance of friendships and family, and the importance of faith as three pillars of life that will bind and strengthen us in all things. So may you have fortitude, may you have strength for perseverance, for wisdom, for dedication, and in all things, love. May you be a people of hope, whose faith will guide you forward in whatever may come, and who continue to shine the light of hope like we have right here in the backyard at the parsonage, or wherever you are, the light of hope is. So may you be the light of hope to everyone that you meet, even though it's hard to smile from behind a face mask. May we learn how to do so that we could safely love our neighbor and care for one another. Amen.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. When the host of hell assail and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. When I've done the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. In the midst of persecution, stand by me. In the midst of persecution, stand by me. When my foes in war array undertake to stop my way, thou who saved Paul and Silas, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When my life becomes a burden and I'm bearing chilly Jordan, O the lily of the valley, stand by me.
We come now to our service of offertory. I know we cannot be together to place things on the altar, but that doesn't mean that we can't place things before God wherever we find ourselves. While we have a variety of ways that we can continue to support the church financially, we also must remember to support our own faith development and the faith development of others. We can write cards, we can call each other on the phone, we can send text messages, or TikTok videos, or whatever the kids are into these days. There are so many things that we can do to continue to be faithful and support our relationship with God and our fellow believers. So now let us place our offerings of ourselves and our other offerings spiritually before God at this time. Let us join in our offertory prayer in unison. Lord, we place much upon the altar for you, but most of all, we ask that we could place ourselves upon the altar. Help us to be people of generosity. As we gather and strive to live more fully as your disciples, may we allow you to fully enter our hearts and lives. Amen. As we depart today, may you know that the light of hope is within you, wherever we may be. Today I'm doing church from the parsonage. I'm on the deck here in the back of the house. I like to keep it every week mixed up with where I'm going to be to remind myself and remind you, my fellow believers and my fellow members of Hope, that God is everywhere and is with us no matter where we find ourselves. So this week we are in a backyard. Next week, who knows where we may be, but in all places, God is there with us. And that is the good news. Now let us join in our benediction response.
God be with you till we meet again. Neath your swing securely hide you. Daily men are still provided.